Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Aleph. The halachas of what you're allowed to go out with on Shabbos to the street and what you're not allowed to. Sif Chavei in the bottom of Pei Aleph, Amen Aleph. In Yitzim Mikimeya Shein Mumchi. You cannot go out carrying an amulet that is not professionally made. Vimu Mumcho. Now, but if it is professionally made, Yitzim, you can go out with it. Loishno, it doesn't make a difference. It's Machi Gavra Blikimeya. The person who wrote it has been established and not the amulet per se. For example, he wrote one spell in three letters. Verdipu, as a Gittin Tamid Beis, Shloshtam, and those three healed Shloshim the Adam, three people. This person has already been established as a professional for that exact lachash. Every time they're going to write it, because three times is a chazak, we establish the pattern. But we don't necessarily know that he's effective with other types of spells. So to the amulet is not considered professional. Someone else is going to write it, because we've never established that lachash itself. And it doesn't make a difference if let's say the other way around. The kameya has been established, and not the person. Let's say he wrote one lachash, Begir Sakas, with one letter, and then that was used to heal some three times. Now that Ageris was already, that was established for every single person now, because it worked for three people, that same lachash. For sure, if the person and the amulet has been established, for example, he wrote one lachash with three letters, and each one was effective for three people. So he was established three times, and each letter was established three times. Or to one person three times. So this person has been established for this lachash, any time he's going to write it. And these letters have also been established for every single person. Specifically, if the two certifications happen at the same time. But if the person comes certified first, and then he makes an amulet, and that amulet heals three times, then we don't suspend it on, oh, there must be that the amulet itself, what we hope to call the heftza, is established, is certified. Like when plays Gavra, we're gonna suspend it. We're gonna say it's dependent on the certification of the person. Shikras Chazik, he has already been established that he's a professional writer of kameis. That's a good story. B'chemash b'mitesis, as it sounds like mitesis, and the beer that the Beis Yosef writes. Continues the mechaber. Avol mkasav shloisha kameim lod mecha. But if he wrote three kameis for one person, and the heals three times, and neither the person nor the Gemeya has been established as a certified professional. Mutalotz is becoming a mukha, and it's permitted to go out with a professional amulet. Doesn't make a difference if it's an amulet of writing, as continued up, or shalikarm of roots. Whether it's a sick person that's danger to his life, whether it's a sick person that does not have danger to his life, and it doesn't make a difference if the person already had an epileptic seizure and they're hanging for healing, even if the sickness never took a hold of him. He's from the family of people that have epilepsy. They're hanging on him that he should not grab a hold of him. Sorry, it's permitted. You could tie it and untie it in the street. As long as you don't tie it with a ring or with a necklace, and you go out with it to the street, then people are going to say she's a bilashim tachshin. Is going out with her as an ornament. That's forbidden because they love tachshin because it's not an ornament. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Peizai. So he said that Ein Yitzin Mechulu cannot go out with a kameya that's not a mumcha. Finally, Kamam says Shemuches Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Kuf Chavtes Mashkizav Nisham which the Dirshu 6-9 brings, that Dirshu writes, that even the Kamea that's not Mumchu, you're allowed to go out with it to a Carmelis. Since even the Rosh Hashanah is not an Issa Deraisa, because you're taking out the way of a Malbush of like wearing it, and it's considered really a takshut for a Chayla, it's mainly Carmelis, which is only Midrabon, you're allowed to go out with it even the Ketchila. And he adds on that by a Kamea that's for sure not a Mumcha, then you're not go out with it even to a Carmelis. Siv Katan Peiches. We say now, if it is a mumcha, if it's a professional kameya, then you need somebody to go out with it. Now, but that specifically you're carrying it out like the way of wearing it. The ashari then is permitted from the takshul l'chayla because it's an ornament for the sick person. Ke'echem l'mabusha, like one with clothing. He's not going to hold it in his hand. But then, Abba Amos, he carried four Amos, says the Gemara. Sivkot and Peitas. Now, loishna b'chula. Now, it doesn't make a difference if the one who wrote it was a professional, where the amulet itself is a professional amulet. So he explains, Klala Hefresh Bein Nismachi Gavra, the rule of this differentiation between if the person has been certified Nismachi Kameya or if the amulet is certified, who's that? It's like this. Nismachi Gavra Nikra, the person, the writer, the one who made it, is not called certified. Only be healed three people from one illness, with three letters. Sheikasa Bukula Lachashak. And he wrote the same spell in all of them. Bafila Lachal Echa Drak Pamachas. And even though each one was only one time, then the writer becomes certified. Avlashar Nashim, even for other people. Sheshko Chayli said they have the same illness. Im Yachtab Lachashak, if he's going to write the same spell. Because Taloy Niskazim, Shleshim the other, he's already been certified. He already established himself with a pattern of three people. Shul Mumchul Rabbis Lachashak, that he's certified to heal with this spell. For other spells, he never becomes certified because he was only certified on this spell. Because it's already been verified his fact that he's professional, which is the Sharatina Kofiot brings, that is, even if he writes many spells, many letters, and he becomes certified in them, even so, it's not going to help for other spells. Then is the Mishnah Berurah. A mumcha kameya and a certified amulet. If he writes one spell in one letter, and it heals with that letter three times. Through this, this letter becomes certified. That any person from this illness that will carry this letter, Yisrape, will be healed. That is, even for those spells themselves that he heals, they don't have on them a name of an amulet from a professional. Now, it says Mishra further, says, because specifically that letter itself. If you're going to write this spell itself, in another letter, it's not going to be effective. The spell has not been established, only in this letter. Now, even if this person himself is going to write it, wrote the first letter, it's also not effective. The person himself has not been established as a professional with three letters. So he himself is not a smach. Sivko and Sadi. So the Mechaber said, okay, it doesn't make a difference if it's Machi Gabra or the Kameya. For example, let's say he writes Lachash Echad, one spell in three letters, and it heals the three of them, those three letters, three people. Where, okay, that person who wrote it has become certified for that spell. Every time he writes it, but not for the other spells. And the amulet itself is not certified if someone else would write it. He says, Mishnah Berurah, he says, I have a custom, Shleish Lachashim, but if let's say he wrote three spells, so then Leis Machi Gabakal, if the three people that he healed were three different spells, so the person does not become certified through this at all. Oh, wait, that was the Sharatin Leis Kofi Beis. It is even for those spells themselves that he heals, they don't have the name that is amulet from the Mumchu. Kufiyat Alv actually was, there's no Nafkamina whether he healed with this letter three people or one person three times, in all situations, it's only going to be considered as a smachi kimeya, as certifying the amulet, not the person. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Sharei kol lachash loy hoyil, as you continue on the base, because each spell was only effective kim lo ad mechad, only for one person. So the person is not even becoming certified at all. Sivkot and Tzadi Aleph, where he went, and this person has been certified, if it was for three people, the same one. So he becomes certified for this lachash, for every time that he's going to write it, meaning even for another person. But then same thing is, any person from that illness could take it himself, and carry those original letters that this professional certified person has already written, keeping the governor's chazak. Since this person has been established a professional on this spell, so my nafkim, what's the difference? You write it from new, which we say is going to work, or at least so much a kasing far, or to carry that which is already written. Either way, he's been certified. Sivka and Tzadi Beis, and we said, okay, doesn't make a difference if the amulet has been certified and not the person. For example, let's say he wrote one spell, one letter, and Sivka and Tzadi Beis v'ripa boy sholish pam, and it healed three times. Afil rak lo demechad, even for one person. Sivkot and Tzadi Gimel, that letter has been certified l'chalabim for every single person. Pidush, shkol adam shesh lo'isa chayli, that any person that has that illness, mutalikach ba'atzmoi, he could take it himself. At least I suggest to carry that letter. Absolutely, pay l'lo demechad, even though it only healed for one person. Shere nischaske b'amcha asa sholish pam, has already been established with its certification three times. Michtam lachas abi gears aches, but he's going to write this spell. In another letter, that's forbidden. Even if the first letter healed three people, because only that letter has been established. But the person, he has not been certified for other letters. And Mechaber said, for sure, if the person and the amulet has been certified, for example, let's say he wrote one spell and three letters, and each one is effective for three people. Because the Eloi Hila Kalachas explains, if it wasn't that each one was effective, Rak Lod Mech only for one person, Lava Elis Machi Gabri, that would only be the person is certified, but Eikamei and not the Emir. Like we said previously in the beginning of the paragraph. Kibin Shehila Kalagiris Pamachas, but since each one is effective, each letter is effective one time, the Shleish HaNashim for three people, Yamigiris Nismacha, so then also the letter has been certified. Sivkan Tzadiyei, oh, ilo od mechad sholish pam, or to one person three times. Gamazeh here also had the tzir sholish pam. This that he said three times. Yeshiyeh gamis machik kimei that the amulet should also be certified kana, like we said before. So then, this person has been certified for this spell in any letter he's going to write, and these letters also have been certified for every single person. Then the Ramah said Sivkan Tzadivav. That it's specifically if it came shteim chayes biyachad, these two certifications together as one. Going for example, Shabbos Begeres, he wrote a letter, v'dipel leRuben shalosh pamim, and he healed Reuben three times. V'idigeres leShimon, another letter to Shimon shalosh pamim three times. V'idigeres v'dipel leShimon leShtei pamim, and then another letter, and he healed Shimon another two times. But then leSmachi Gavra, so the person not yet certified to be shleidi pishlosh anoshim because he didn't heal three people. V'gam leSmachi Gmeya, and neither has an amulet been certified. And then he healed with that letter, that third letter, also Balevi. But then Tzishabosh Te'amachos Be'achad comes out that the two certifications are coming together at the same time, says the Magen Avraham. The Shartzinos Kofdez Vav says, now this case will answer what we wrote inside, that for one person three times, and what we wrote inside, that each one's affected by three people, will be on the same way. That is, that one letter, healed Reuben Shimon Levi, and also another letter, Yehud Yisach Zavolin, and also another letter, Yisach Zavolin, that we mentioned before, and still it's not a smachi gavri because it didn't hear what this letter is still for a new person, and it's also not a smachi gemer. And then also, it comes out that the two certifications come together at the same time.
Sivkot and Tzadi Zayin, so I must say, but if let's say the person becomes certified first and then he makes a kameh and he heals three times, then we don't make it dependent on the certification of the kameh, only in the certification of the person who is ready, muhsik. So it's when nafkamina, and the ramification of this is from hipster to reifem chaase. If the doctor loses his certification, again, shekasav oit shalosh shigers. Like for example, he wrote another three letters, but hilu, and they're not effective. Az gam makamesh nosim kvar. Then even the amulet that he already given in the past, shadibah shalosh nosim that healed three people, as it's forbidden because the landlord is macha because the kamei was not certified. And he lost his certification. Which is not the case when they both came at the same time. Or if the kameya certification was first, then us. Then even if the doctor loses his certification, the certification of the amulet still remains as it was. But if let's say he writes three amulets to one person that heals three times. That is shalosh igers, three letters. Even if it's one spell, so then it's not certified loy gavra, not the person. That is sheinu yochal lichta begeretz achares. He cannot write another letter even with this spell. Since it didn't hear with the three letters, only to one person. I mean, we say mazli the chayla garam. We say it actually was the mazel of the sick person that caused for him to be healed, not the doctor, so to speak. Because Magvram writes that even the sick person himself, he's not allowed to go himself even with the letters that he was already healed with in the past. Since ultimately it's called an amulet, not from a professional. Other achrein, they're mafak with this. No, if it's him, then it should be allowed to. And if it's the kameya, then that should permit. Sivkat and kuf. And neither does it certify the amulet, because the kamele is machi, the amulet is not certified. Only with one letter heals three times, which is not the case over here, because it's not the same one. Sivkot and kofalv. And he says, let it go out with a kamele mumcha. It doesn't make a difference if it's shalksav out of writing. Now, if it's with holy writings, I'll go out with it to the street. Only if it's covered with leather or something else. If not the case, he's going to have to relieve himself. He's going to have to take it off because you can't walk with it into the bathroom. He's going to come to carry Dalamas and dress her up. If he's a sick person that's dangerous to his life, if it's going to be removed for him, then you don't have to remove it. Then you're always allowed to go out with it, no matter what the situation is. Simkat and base, or if the kamei is shalikaren of roots, meaning shal sharshis among them, their herb roots, whether you chalish reisbekano or ain't it beishazekano, it's okay. Be alacha. In the Ramaschal, Veripa Beishalas Pam. So he said that you have a Ismachi Kameya. The amulet becomes certified, not the person. For example, he wrote one spell and one letter and it healed three times. That is, even to one person, like the Pesachim, right? And we don't say regarding this, oh, it's the mazel of the Chayla caused it, like we say later on regarding three Kameyas to one person. Because definitely we should be more saying that it was likely the certification of the Kameya more than the mazel of the sick person. The mazel kagun shekos of lachash echad, we said that for sure, if both the Gavra and the Kameya become certified, for example, if he wrote one spell and three letters, and each one was effective for three people, or one person three times, then both of them become certified. So if you look at Mishbu, what we explain, what's called the person being certified, what's called the amulet being certified according to the Pinnah Shulchan Aruch, which like Jesus Tyson in the Russian Rabbi Niruchim, and they disagree on Jesus Rashi, that he explains that when you give three types of amulets to three people from different illnesses, the person becomes mumcha to all, because every amulet that he's going to give is going to be effective. According to them, in such a situation, he does not become a mumcha at all. And it's not called mumcha gavra, only when he heals all three of them with the same spell. And he does not become a mumcha only for that spell. And so too, when the amulet is certified, which according to Rashi, if this spell healed three people from one illness, so this spell becomes a mumcha. Whoever writes it for this illness is permitted to go out with it. And they hold, no, that Dafka, this letter of this amulet itself, that healed three people, but if, let's say, he writes a spell on another Kameya, that's not going to be considered a Kameya Mumcha, and you're not going to go out with it. Now, the Beis Yosef, even though he brings the smag and the Truma that are like Shitas Rashi, and Shulchan Aruch, he holds primarily the Tais and the Rosh, and the Rucham, that disagree on them. Now, he says, I found that in the Pirshu Ben Chananel that we have that explains the question of Papa, that you see, like, he explains like Shittas Rashi. And so it brings in Chiddush Ran, Nimr Ben Yohanan, explicitly, that explains the reason for this, and answers the question of Taisis on the Shita, and that's how it's explicitly in Meiri. So it's in Nagar Sashri, holds like Shittas Rashi, like it brings in Tachim Maisha. So it says the Be'alacha, since Rabbi Nechanal, Rashi, Ben Yohanan, the Smak, and the Truman, the Meiri, and the Nagar Sashri, they all hold the same opinion to be lenient. And it's rabbinic halacha, because you're not have chatz in all situations as brought in the Mishnah. And it seemed that you could rely on them to be lenient in a time when it's necessary. And the Beis Yosef himself, he had in front of him the Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Ben Yohanan would not have said anonymously in Shulchan Aruch to be stringent. That in the case of when the person and the, or when, let's say, wrote one lachash in three letters, and each one was affected by three people. So this person becomes certified for this spell in every letter that he's going to write. He says, you should know that this sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, sheet of Taisin the Rush, like we just wrote before, according to them, even if he writes many spells, and each spell is affected many times for many people, even so, he does not become through this certified for other spells that were not having a chazaka with them up until now. The Maskel Mesmachi Igris Halol Chol Adam, and also these letters become certified for every single person. So it says, don't ask what's a nafkimina that the letters are also certified, but just from the fact that this person himself is certified should also be permitted for every single person to carry those letters, as we wrote in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tzadi Aleph. As you could say, the nafkimina is, if the person loses his certification, for example, let's say he writes another three times this spell and it's not effective, still be permitted to go out with the letters that he wrote before because the actual Kameya is certified. Because it healed each one of these letters three times, they did not lose their certification. That's a Taz in the name of Taisis, which the Dirshah 75 brings. And the words of the Taz in the name of Taisis, that also when the person loses his certification, still the Kameya that he wrote in the beginning that was effective for three people are permitted, the Tripitaka Gemara writes that you could prove that the power of the healing of the Kameya is not because of the tzidkis, the righteousness of the person that wrote it, because it would be dependent on that. It would have to be that also the Kameya got ruined when he wrote it, he lost his Mila. Rather, you have to say that a Kameya has its own individual power, it's Rishmaz Ba'alma, and he concludes with it that Tzarchin Tzas, you still have to look into this a little bit more. The Masach B'davka Shabo, we said, the Ramah said that specifically if the two certifications came together at the same time, so look at the Biagro, what he asked on this, and he remains with the Tzarchin. The Masach Loi Gavra, Mechaber said, but if he writes three Kameyas to one person and heals three times, then not the person and not the Kameya are certified. So look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Tzadik Tes. The reason is because we say that it's the mazel of the Chayla caused. And even though regarding the certification of the Kameya, for example, let's say you heal with one Kameya, one person, three times, we don't make it dependent on the mazel of the Chayla. That's because there you could suspend it on the amulet. And that's, we said, better to make it dependent on, as we read before, which is not the case over here. But the amulet, which you cannot make it dependent only on the mazel of the doctor or of the Chayla, with regard to that, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that we definitely would say more in the mazel l'chayla, and that the doctor does not become certified yet. Some of the Dirshu 70, it's right on Shabbos, a kameya mumcha for a chayla shishba zakana that is dangerous to his life. The Chuvah Zikzmej writes that it's forbidden because you cannot permit, because of Pekuch Nefesh, only to do natural types of healing and not refuah segulias. That's like a more of like a supernatural type of healing. And this is permitted to go out with a Kameh Mumcha. That's not because of Pekuch Nefesh. It's just like it's brought in Mishnah Berurah, because the Kameh is considered as a taksh, it's an ornament for the Chayla, and walking out with it is not considered Chil Shabbos. And for that reason, permitted to go out with the Kameh, even for Chayla that's Shein B'Sakana, as brought in Shulchan Aruch later on. On the other hand, the Mincha Shabbos that's on the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch discusses at great length if it's permitted to send a telegram on Shabbos to a tzaddik, to a righteous person, to daven for a chiddush shish b'zakon that's dangerous to his life, and also if it's permitted to write a kameya mumcha on Shabbos. In the name of the Marsham, he writes that the Bichy Yosef brings that it's machlik is Rishonim if you permitted to mechal Shabbos for a tzarech or for a segulias, and the men Rishonim wrote a kameya mumcha on Shabbos, and the Marsham comes out that regarding writing a telegram to a tzaddik, since it's the tefillah of a tzaddik is not always accepted, it's not considered as a kameya mumcha, and for sure it's forbidden to mechal Shabbos for that purpose. The mechal Shabbos adds on that through a non-Jew, it's possible one could be lenient. Shubas Mechaz Yitzchak writes in the name of the Marsham that even through a non-Jew not to permit to write, And that's also Pinyin B'Shalom Zalman to be stringent regarding this, and not to send a telegram in the permitted in the prohibited way for the purposes of the Tevilah Matzavik. Now, when you have to be concerned that if you're not going to write a Kameya for Achel and Shabbos, it could cause that the illness could get stronger because of a pain, and he's going to become in a situation of danger. So Chuba Zikimaj writes over there that's permitted to write a Kameya even on Shabbos, and it's possible that it's permitted to write for him even the Kameya that's not Mumcha, if that's going to cause his pain to go down, and he reigns, however, with a Tzarchi in Ladina. Dish number 71. Shulchan Aruch writes later on Simchin Gimel that's permitted for a woman to go out with an Evan Tekuma, a certain type of stone. That the school is that Shishna miscarried. Mishnah Berurah explains over there that such a stone is considered like Kamei Mumcha. And even though by other stones that have a segula that are given through a Mumcha, the scrolls hold that it's considered Kamei Mumcha and you let it go out with them. In Dirshu number 72. This is from the previous daf. The Pialacha that he says that the bell is only a problem if you need it to make noise, like for children. Now, if when the child is going with the garment and it makes noise, it's recognizable that the noise is coming from his garment. If Shlomo Zalman holds, you don't have to plug up the bells. Because since Burden Be'alacha later on Simchin Lamed Ches, that making the noise that's not for music is not forbidden only because it seems like Ovin Nechol, it's recognizable that the noise is coming from the garment, so that wouldn't be a problem about Ovin Nechol, like a mundane type of activity. And even by adults, even though that regarding adults, it's appropriate to be stringent that it shouldn't make noise even in such a situation. However, not to make it forbidden for children. And he adds on, there you have to say, is this that we say over here that it's prohibited? It's talking about such a situation that the sound is not recognizable as coming from the garments of the child, and that's why it would be prohibited. Dirsha number 73. The source of this halacha is a Gemara in Shabbos of Samach Aleph on the base. Now, Papa wasn't sure regarding someone who wrote three Kameyas to one person and was effective for him. If when he's going to write a Kameya for another person, if that the Kameh is going to be considered as Kameh Mumcha or not. The place can rule stringently. Now, and this that we're not lenient regarding such a suffix, based on what we hold suffix nefasha l'kulam, that when it comes to a person's life, we go leniently. The Shuvah Be'er Yitzchak writes, based on what it seems like from the words of Ram Perish Mishnah's Masechta Yuma, that since Refu Skulis, this is more like a holistic healing, is far away from a person's understanding, and it's more logical that there's no substance to it, so we're not lenient to push away Isser because of it, only when the healing is definite and not when it's a doubt. And therefore, by Kameya, which is for schoolers, if it's not clear that it's certified, one cannot permit a prohibition because of it. True, as Maisha writes, it's possible that the whole discussion, if you go out with Kameya Mumcha, or if it's not Mumcha, is not attached, it's not connected to Bekuach Nefesh, because it's possible to establish that we're talking about when he could sit in his house without any danger. So therefore, the whole discussion about going out with it is only if it's considered the Kameya as a takshid for the chayla or not. And if you can differentiate between the Kameya and Mumcha, it's considered a takshid, to a Kameya that's not a Mumcha, which is not considered as a takshid. Dirsha 74, in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that he talks about the letters that he really healed with, it sounds like that he understood in the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that for that person, it's forbidden to go out with, even with the letter itself that it was already healed with. Not like it's written in Shulchan Aruch Rav, that the Magen Avraham did not have in mind to make it forbidden, only when he wants to go out with a different new letter from that same type, which he was not healed with yet. However, the letter itself that it was healed with already once before, then Shulchan Aruch Rav, then yeah, Magen Avraham would hold that you would permit it to go out with. Dirshu 77. The reason for this Kameya of the herbal roots, that there's no prohibition of putting a Kameya of Ikaron on Shabbos because of what you might come to grind herbs like all other medicine that's forbidden for that reason. Meirin Sechel Shabbos writes that Chomana Geizer and Refuah Segulah is because of grinding herbs. Or they weren't Geizer only by Refuah, is that the body has benefit from it or senses them, which is not the case by a Kameya that's just hanging on the neck.